You're listening to SBS News.
When Bashar Hooley first started playing football as a teenager in suburban Melbourne, he would sneak out of home to avoid alerting his mother and father.
There was a barrier between us and our parents. You know, they came to this country just for one focus, and that was just education, and no sport. So today you see the parents that are my age and a little bit older are fully supporting their young children to go out and play and get active and integrate into society.
Now, after a glittering 15-year AFL career, 232 games and three premierships for Richmond...
Little kick forward, Hooley to kick a goal! He does!
The retired champion is on a mission to get more fellow Muslims playing the game. Currently, only one is playing in the AFL men's competition, and that's not enough, according to Mr. Hooley.
It's an underrepresentation. The talent we have in our community is far greater than just that. And I want to see these youth take it to the next level, and I'm seeing that now because I'm all for going and doing the best in your life, whether it's football, soccer, cricket, whether it's being an accountant or doctor, whatever it is, be the best version of yourself. So that's my passion, my hopes out of the foundation.
Last November, the Bashar Hooley Foundation led a group of talented 16 to 18-year-old Muslim footballers to the United Arab Emirates for an elite performance camp.
We felt like Dubai, Abu Dhabi would tick all the boxes for us, from a spiritual perspective, and then also from an elite performance perspective, where they have the great facilities. It's not about end results. It's not about them reaching the highest level in their football. It's about reaching their maximum potential in life in general.
A documentary on the trip has captured the experience of the teenagers as they strive to become leaders not just on the football field.
Push, come on, go Luke.
Come in. Don't get dragged in. If you see it, give it.
But also as followers of Islam. The participants shared the challenges of club life during the trip. Amin Naim explained what being a young Muslim playing Aussie rules was like.
I play at Strathmore Football Club, and a fun fact, my brother and I believe are the only Muslims in the entire club, coaches, players, parents, we're the only Muslims there. And at times it can get, you're the odd one out. When everyone's at the club, having a beer or celebrating a win, I'm usually not there. I'm probably never there because I've got, more important things to do, like pray, spend time with my family.
On the field, in sometimes sweltering conditions, they received expert tuition from Muslim footballers who have played with the best. Ahmed Saad used to play with St Kilda in the AFL. Now he's the Bashar Hooley Foundation talent manager and passing on his skills to the potential stars of tomorrow.
This Ahmed can play, so can this one. But when this Ahmed doesn't concentrate, or one of us doesn't concentrate, we're going to miss targets. But when we are concentrating, we're great. So always concentrate, under fatigue, keep your technique.
Bashar Hooley passing on his expert knowledge too. The AFL is the goal of these up-and-coming players. Amin Naim again.
We learnt, goal setting and the importance of, having a goal and what's your why? Why do you want to be the best you can be in footy?
Bashar Hooley sees a wider goal.
We're here to offer our support, offer our assistance, and hopefully that they can walk away from these programs as proud Australian Muslims and better footballers ultimately.
And if the foundation players do that, it won't just be their clubs that reap the benefit. Gareth Borum, SBS News.